Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Dave Hendon. Welcome to the Snooker Scene podcast. Coming up, you can hear an interview from the archives with Anthony Hamilton, a very entertaining one it is too. Now, weirdly, because we get to some listener figures through, the numbers have actually gone up in recent weeks for what is essentially repeat. So I'm not sure what that says. But anyway, let's start this week on a negative note. Why not? Neil Caesar writes, I just wanted to comment on the latest player, Judd Trump, to whine about the length of matches, particularly the World Championship, even moaning about the Crucible. I think some of the top players need reminding that great champions of the past earn peanuts compared to now. Given the times we live in, they need to recognise the privileged position they're in. As someone who's followed this great game since the days of Pot Black, I do not appreciate millionaire players complaining about playing a match over 3 days. If it's too much for them, I suggest they try another profession, like perhaps digging trenches. Anyway, that's my thoughts on the subject. Well, thank you for that, Neil. Yes, this was an interview Judd Trump did with Metro Online last week. He stated he thinks the World Championship should leave the Crucible and be played at a bigger venue. I'll say this from the off. I don't think Judd Trump is a moaner. He's a great player and a very pleasant and polite young man. I think it's good that he has aspirations for snooker. He wants it to grow. He speaks to a demographic that's important for snooker to nurture. However, I also think that on this point, he's wrong. And it's partly because of things he hasn't considered. World Snooker Tour didn't get the chance to put their side or defend the Crucible and are a little timid, let's be honest, when it comes to publicly correcting players or certainly star players. Perhaps, quite understandably, they don't want to start picking fights. But I do think this needs to be called out or at least clarified and explained. There is a very strong emotional case for staying at the Crucible. I don't need to tell anyone listening to this podcast what it is. You all know because you're all snooker fans. But there's also a very compelling commercial case. How much does Judd Trump or anyone else think WST pay to hire the Crucible every year? The answer is they don't pay a penny. In fact, they get money through their deal with Sheffield City Council. So every ticket they sell at the Crucible is profit. Now, if you move to a bigger venue, say the O2 in London, to hire a place like that for 17 days, it would cost hundreds of thousands of pounds, let's say £500,000 for 17 days. So you'd have to sell a hell of a lot of tickets just to break even before you can start turning a serious profit on the gate. There may be more seats, but it's complete fantasy to believe you're going to get 5,000 people attending every session. Maybe for the final, but on a Monday morning in round one, I don't think so. And actually, I'm not convinced snooker is suited to a crowd of that size anyway. What it means is you won't make as much money on the gate as you'd think, and the optics wouldn't be good either. Half-empty arenas making it look as if snooker isn't popular. Trump is right that it's a shame more people can't attend in person, but there is still something in the region of 50,000 tickets available at the Crucible over the 17 days. That's still a lot of people. We don't know the exact details of the BBC contract, of course, but it surely carries more prestige because of the Crucible, because of the history. The excellent VT packages the IMG team do as part of their coverage wouldn't resonate anywhere near as much if it was suddenly at another venue. It's the continuity which is important. Trump also echoed some of Neil Robertson's comments about shortening the matches. Well, this wouldn't necessitate shortening the length of the event, as I said last week, which would literally devalue the BBC contract because they would be paying to show fewer hours of snooker. And if the contract is devalued, they pay less money, the prize money may have to be cut. Now, it's good that players have ambitions for snooker to grow, but they also need to understand some of the commercial realities. Snooker is not in financial trouble, not even close. WST is part of the Matchroom empire. Last year, during the pandemic, Matchroom made a pre-tax profit of £22 million. This was down on the £28 million from the year before, but still shows what a successful business it is, led no doubt by the boxing arm, but still in challenging times during COVID. These are great figures. They were revealed by Barry Hearn himself in an interview last week in The Guardian. Now, interestingly, if you go back nearly two decades, snooker was in financial trouble. A move then may have made more
Sports Social Podcast Network.